AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's new travel ban has gone into effect. Citizens of 12 countries are now banned from traveling to the U.S. Those countries are Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Protesters took to the streets in Los Angeles after President Trump deployed National Guard troops. The demonstrations began Friday as immigration raids took place across the city. Protesters blocked roads, burned self-driving cars, and threw rocks and electric scooters at police vehicles. Officers responded with tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbangs. High-level U.S.-China trade negotiations are being held in London on Monday. The two countries agreed in Geneva last month to a 90-day suspension of most of the 100% plus tariffs they had imposed on each other. Global markets were mixed on Monday as investors waited for the outcome of these talks. Israeli forces have seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and detained Greta Thunberg and other activists who were on board, enforcing a long-standing blockade of the Palestinian territory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The activists had set out to protest Israel's ongoing military campaign in the Gaza Strip, which is among the deadliest and most destructive since World War II, and its restrictions on the entry of humanitarian aid, both of which have put the territory of some 2 million Palestinians at risk of famine. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, which had organized the voyage, said that the activists were kidnapped by Israeli forces while trying to deliver desperately needed aid to the territory. Israel's foreign ministry has portrayed the voyage as a public relations stunt, saying in a post on X that the selfie yacht is safely making its way to the shores of Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The longest ever at Roland Garros also proved to be one of the best. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Carlos Alcaraz took the path of most resistance to successfully defending his French Open title.
The match had everything.
The Spaniard rallied from two sets down and saved three match points to beat Yannick Sinner 4-6, 6-7, 6-4, 7-6, 7-6 for his fifth major title in as many finals.
Really good moments, really bad moments. Just really, really happy and proud.
It was his second straight French Open title with a comeback after trailing 2-1 in sets to Alexander Zverev in last year's final.
This one was the most exciting match that I've played so far.
Three-time major winner Sinner suffered his first loss in a Grand Slam final.
That's a very high level match, that's for sure, so happy to be part of this.
The final was also the longest in French Open history at 5 hours 29 minutes. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.